guess you guys saw this. Got a copy. Yes. All right. Call our meeting back to order. We got Miss Dixie here, and we're going to talk about insurance.
You're first.
Or do we want to do Bob first?
Let's do Bob first.
All right, we'll do Bob first.
Okay, do I need to go some particular?
Yeah, Mike probably ought to sit up here at the mic, Bob, if you would.
Thank you very much. As you know, the office has been pretty busy this year. We've done about 120,000 screened documents and indexed, and we've worked several hours of overtime, and of course that comes out of the retention fund, and so people worked real hard this year. I have a couple of people that I'm here, you know, you see me about this time every year about vacation time. Anytime everybody's trying to get their vacation time in now, we've stopped the overtime so that we can work on getting people off some. I have a person or two that has quite a little bit of vacation time, and one of them would like to sell 1 week. And I don't have a problem with that, but that's a commission decision, not mine. The other thing is that I have a young lady, well, Carla Schmidt's going to have her first grandbaby in January, and she'd like to roll over a week, and you guys have not done that in the past. You've only done the 2 days. Either way is decided is not a critical issue with us. We have the money. When Joe retired, we're going to come up this year with about $18,000 less on salaries. So paying a week is not a big deal, and we've done that in the past. Rolling it into next January, the week, you may not want to do that. And if you don't, that's fine too. But we're asking and trying to look out for the personnel.
Okay. We can't vote today because it's not posted. We can deliberate.
I'm just going to have a discussion. Okay. Be no vote taken. But one year, Bob, since I've been here, there were, and I'd have to look back and see, there were several vacations and things that ran in, and we did like a January 1st, or they had to take it by a certain date to extend it over into the first year. That's the only time that we have done that I can remember. And I can't remember what the circumstances were, but there were four or five people that came forward, and they had events, and I think it was by the end of January, or they had to take it by the first available dates or something, but it was 1 year that we did that, and I'd have to go back and look at the minutes and see what the situations were, but we don't want to get that kind of stuff started keep from it. But if we've done it in the past, and this is a, like you said, you've honored what we had tried to discuss on the health and the replacement part of it. So that'll give us time to think about how, just so we before by next week or something.
I'd like to, because I'm here at the end of the year with so many people being out, I've run short.
Yeah,
right.
And I need to know. I look at it between now and the first year and how many days everybody's taken and what days they've asked for off. So it would be nice whenever you can.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So one employee is asking for a week to
paid.
Be paid, and the other employee is a week next year. To
right.
Carry
in January,
next year.
Basically. To be used in January.
To be used in January.
Okay.
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 All right. Thank
you,
Bob. All right, Miss Dixie, why don't you come up to the microphone? And we're going to discuss, I understand, our options as far as what we're going to discuss.
We're going to discuss the benefit fair is this coming Wednesday.
Right.
And I've had several calls, people that are interested in knowing what kind of an increase we're going to have as far as medical and dental. And since we haven't signed anything, a contract for next year, I was kind of wondering what it would be, too.
Okay. You guys got thoughts you want to put on the table?
Just help me remember the entire all the conversations we've had. We had Acres come in and presented us not Mercy, it's now called...
It's the new Coventry.
Right. Yeah. So they presented that information. They also, I think, talked about if we would switch off of Mercy Coventry to like a Cox the rate would be, they presumed, much higher than what we're getting right now. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, weren't they tasked with going back and getting, we asked them to do something, did we not, in that last conversation? Because were we going out for bid? Weren't we having Acres bid out insurance for us so that we would know what the rates were going to be next year? Because I believe they gave us information, then because of our decision to go out for bid, they took that information back from us because it was a bid situation. Is that correct?
I'm remembering we had discussion about whether we wanted to bid again this year.
Right.
And as I remember, the bottom line was that because of the possibility of the insurance companies getting tired of us bidding each year, that it might bite us in the next year or two, and we decided not to ask them to go back.
Okay.
That's the way I understood it.
So we're at not, but then we had a decision of we had like four different options within the Coventry Mercy plan, I believe.
Right.
Some was with ER, I think there was ER change, specialty, specialist and all that, and referrals. But we did not make a decision on that. Right. But I believe the cheapest increase by not changing service was 8%, I believe.
10, maybe.
It was at 10?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we don't change the coverage, we're at 10% increase. Mm-hmm. And then we had contemplated talking about changing the coverage a little bit to try to minimize that increase, but we never made a decision.
Correct.
So do you have those?
I have option one and option two, the price, the rates.
Okay.
But I don't have if I remember on this option one, the emergency room fee, we're going to take it up a notch. And then maybe the specialist.
I thought the specialist would go up.
Office visit went up.
Correct.
If there was more, I don't remember what they were.
I'm going to make, I guess I've always been pretty blunt about speaking my mind on some issues, but right after we had our last meeting, there were several emails sent of people that either didn't hear the insurance meeting or didn't understand, or I'm going to repeat this, as we went to the county commission meetings of Southwest Missouri and attended the meetings, and the commissioners stood up and all discussed their increases of and how they were going to be able to operate their county and the talks, and they had anywhere from 29 to I think 49% was the numbers that were quoted to us of increases. When our agent came with our history package and we looked it over and they came up with a 10% increase, then we decided not to take it out to bid, which blew some criticism from some emails that were sent throughout, none sent directly to any individual commissioners or people to try to understand why. They were just criticisms of, look what they're doing to us now, and here they are again doing these things. And I wanted to address that so that everybody knows it's listening. And there are listening, some of those that sent the emails, because they were listening that day. We took advantage of a situation of trying to save the employees' dollars by not going out for bid, because we even ask other agents, insurance agents, if there was a possibility that if we went out for bid and they got tired of the competition, that the rates might be the same as all the other. There wasn't even any in the teens, was there, Jim?
I don't remember. I mean, I think
20s, 30s,
20 something was the first one I heard. 21%, something like that, of the with the 10 county region that was getting increases. So,
So I think Berry County was 39. I could went through. It would have been nice to had all the stuff there, but we used. I feel like our best judgment to consider the 10% and settle on it.
Well, I think ours came back higher in the very beginning, and then John Akers went in and
right.
did some.
So I guess that, in short, what instruction do we give Dixie to give the benefits fair people? It looks like 10%, and leave it at that at this point, since we have it, and probably bring Akers back in so we can get all that finalized. But I mean, it looks like 10%. If I'm 10%, if we don't change coverage, but I guess she's looking for direction of what she says to people.
Well, we need to. Do you not think we can come to a decision on which plan and whether we're going to extend the $100 for
that's
spouse or children? Mm-hmm. That's the two questions, I think. The plan that is closest to what we have, is that what it is, 10%? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So do we want, I think a question we need to answer sooner the better is, do we want to stick with the closest plan to what we've had? Or, as you said earlier, Jim, do you want to whittle the benefits down to save a couple of percent? I think we need to.
Do you have that in front of you, or can we get that emailed over to us?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have that. They picked up the copy that they presented mm-hmm. to us, so I don't have that in front of me to be able to compare to see.
How about we ask, since Sheila's here and available, why don't we ask Dixie just to go make us some copies and bring them back?
Yeah, that'd be great, and we can deal with this personnel.
Okay. We're going to stall that for a few minutes and go in. We need to go into executive. Mm-hmm. Sheila, is that correct? Or?
I was told because I was going to name specific.
Okay.
Yep.
Motion. Hi, Sherry.
Bye, Sherry.
motion go into executive pursuant 610.021.3, which is personnel.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.